Our top story this morning: on the first full day of his pastoral visit to Poland, Pope Francis will make a visit to the monastery of Jasna Góra, where he will venerate the icon of the Black Madonna of Częstochowa, reputed to have been painted by St. Luke the Evangelist. While there, the Pope will celebrate Mass on the occasion of the 1,050th anniversary of the baptism of Poland. Our correspondent for the Pope's trip, Lydia O'Kane, traveled to the shrine, which for centuries has been welcoming pilgrims.
About an hour and a half outside Krakow is the monastery of Jasna Góra, the most famous Marian shrine in Poland. Thousands of pilgrims come here every year to venerate the Black Madonna of Częstochowa. Many miracles have been attributed to this revered icon, which has been visited in more recent times by both Popes John Paul II and Benedict XVI. This large monastery in the Baroque style overlooks the city of Częstochowa and is home to the Pauline friars, who have been here since 1382. It even boasts its own radio station. During this World Youth Day celebration, thousands of young people have been making a pilgrimage here in order to pray to Our Lady. The monks, denoted by their white robes, mingle with the steady stream of people that arrive in the courtyard, which is swathed in flags for this youth festival. The Black Madonna is a sight to behold. Crowned in gold, she gestures to the infant Jesus in her arms. From morning to night, people come to the chapel, many praying at length on their knees. On a visit here in 1997, St. John Paul II proclaimed Jasna Góra a national shrine. He also bestowed the blood-stained sash he was wearing when an attempt on his life was made in 1982, which is now clearly visible behind glass next to the icon itself. Pope Francis is coming to this shrine to celebrate Mass on the 1,050th anniversary of the baptism of Poland. But it is also his chance to make his own pilgrimage to Mary, a much-loved mother. With Pope Francis in Poland, I'm Lydia O'Kane.
Brother Jeremy Santoso is an Australian seminarian in formation for the Pauline Fathers. He spoke with Lydia about his experience of the shrine and his expectations for the Pope's visit.
I remember the first time being here in Poland when I was a postulant entering into the novitiate. And my impression of Jasna Góra was remarkable because of how big the monastery is and the amount of people at the time that was walking around. This was around June when I came to Poland for the first time. And I remember Apostol Jasnogórski for the first time, how so many people were praying the Hail Mary and how so many people were there just to pray to the Black Madonna. And I was impressed for their devotion and faith. And I thought that the faith here in Poland is actually really, really huge and really, really magnificent. And it's so beautiful to witness such a thing that it kind of slowly motivated me, inspired me to love the country all the more.
The Pope is coming here to Jasna Góra. He'll be in Krakow. He's Częstochowa. What does that mean to you to be here when the Pope is here, coming from Australia and having Pope Francis here in Poland?
Yeah, I'm actually a little bit of excited, but at the same time a little bit worried because I can think of that there'll be a lot of work and expectations that has to be done. But on the other side, I'm a little bit as well excited just to hopefully, you know, have a moment of, a greetings with him would be really nice. And I'm hoping to have like a simple photo with him and with all the other brothers, which would be nice so I can show back at home in Australia and to my family. So this is something that I'm a little bit excited about. But just to be with him and to pray with him in the Holy Mass is more than enough for me to be excited about.
And that was Brother Jeremy Santoso speaking with Vatican Radio's Lydia O'Kane.